This weekend, the Franklin Institute opens its summer exhibition about mathematical patterns that recur in nature. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the centerpiece is a 1,700-square-foot maze of mirrors.
The mirror maze is no puzzle of Halloween hay bales. It's a dimly lit warren of mirrors set in a pattern of equilateral triangles. Every angle is 60 degrees, and at times you can watch three or four copies of yourself heading in different directions. The result is disorienting and bizarre. The Franklin Institute's president and CEO, Larry Dubinsky, borrowed this exhibition from the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago.
Several of us saw this exhibit in Chicago. I had seen it in Chicago actually twice, and I thought it did a really good job of, one, being fun, but two, really bringing mathematics to light in a way that many people haven't seen before.
This exhibition focuses on mathematic patterns like spirals, Voronoi patterns that you see in turtle shells and corn on the cob, and fractals. Some of these patterns can be explained audibly. Geatri Das is the Franklin Institute's chief bioscientist and an amateur violin player. She demonstrates how the notes in an octave represent precise mathematical patterns.
What we're seeing in this model of piano is how the ratio of different string lengths underlie their pitch. So for instance, if we pluck this string, you hear one note. And if you pluck a string that's exactly half its length, you get an octave.
Another exhibit uses music to show the mathematical concept of symmetry by using note clusters that can be rearranged by hand, like blocks.
Here's a trio of notes. I'll repeat that so I get a better sense of it. Now here is the mirror of those same notes. And so we can put them together and create a bit of a pattern. There you go, that's composing with symmetry.
It gets at how these mathematical patterns are really embedded in our culture. You know, in architecture or music, we find symmetry to just work. And I don't know that there's necessarily a good reason for it.
Mirror Maze, Numbers in Nature, will be on display until Labor Day. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.